On Thursday, the United States Environmental Protection Agency held a public hearing in Dillingham on their proposed use of the Clean Water Act Section 404C to impose restrictions on large-scale mining in Bristol Bay. The hearing was one of seven to take part across the southwest region of the state and Anchorage and was spurred by the proposed Pebble Mine deposit. This project seeks to develop a large open-pit copper and gold mine just west of Nundalton. It is believed that it will have irreversible adverse effects on the Bristol Bay watershed and its associated fisheries. EPA Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren spoke to the crowd of about 120 on the agency's studies of the Bristol Bay watershed, which came about as part of a request by local Native associations to intervene.
For over a decade, people in Alaska have been concerned about the prospect of an enormous mine at the headwaters of the Bristol Bay fishery. In 2010, nine of the Bristol Bay tribes asked the EPA to use our Clean Water Act authorities to stop large-scale mining in the watershed. Before we could determine what, if anything, we should do in response to those petitions, we decided we needed to know a lot more about the watershed and the possible threats posed by large-scale mining of the Pebble Deposit. We decided to prepare a scientific assessment of the Nooshiegak and Kwajalleq River portions of the Bristol Bay watershed, as the proposed Pebble Mine is at the very headwaters of those two streams that produce 50% of Bristol Bay sockeye salmon, as well as provide one of the world's most productive king salmon fisheries.
Over 75 people spoke at the event about the EPA action. Tears were shed and small signs with a red salmon were waved in unison during a number of outspoken appeals. Several tribal leaders spoke out against the proposed Pebble Mine while stating their organization's backing for 404C. Ralph Anderson, president and CEO of the Bristol Bay Native Association, addressed the importance of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment and asked that the EPA move forward in finalizing the process.
In 2006, the BBNA board adopted a resolution opposing large-scale mining in Bristol Bay until studies unequivocally proved that it can be done safely or with no net loss to subsistence and other users. In the case of Pebble, we waited 8 years for proof. The watershed assessment confirms our worst fears. We support the proposed determination. We realize that it falls short of the preemptive veto requested by our tribes, but it can be strengthened to do just that. We're wise to corporate ways. We know the Pebble Partnership is a for-profit corporation. Their only interest is making profits for their shareholders. They aren't here to protect our cultures and our resources. They aren't here to protect our land and waters. They aren't here to make sure our world-class fisheries prosper and grow. They aren't the job service. They have no commitment whatsoever to our region. Their commitment is to take minerals out of the ground at the highest profit at the lowest possible cost. We hear a lot of whining about EPA, about federal overreach, and other evil deeds. The company says EPA made a decision before an application is filed. An application would start the NEPA process. NEPA isn't intended to stop any project, but to identify and mitigate negative impacts so a project can continue. Not to eliminate impacts, but to reduce them. EPA sets acceptable standards just as it should. Pebble isn't a place to build a mine. Our residents said that. Tribes and tribal members said that. Two major Pebble investors said that, dumped their shares and jumped ship. Please move ahead and finalize the proposed determination.
Other groups spoke out against the proposed EPA restrictions. These included the executives at Pebble Limited Partnership and Northern Dynasty Minerals, several independent scientists, and those affiliated with Iliamna and Igiagig villages and native corporations. Tom Collier, CEO of Pebble Limited Partnership, said his company was open to discussion about the mine's construction, but wanted it to take place as part of a standard 404C process, not a preemptive veto.
The reason I'm here is more to express my respect for the people of Dillingham, and particularly for the sincere and deeply held views that building Pebble Mine is a mistake. I'm here to say that I think there's a time and place for us to talk about those issues, and we would be prepared to sit down and do that at any time, in any place. My issue is the process that's being used by EPA. I think the 404 process denies us due process, and I think it's illegal, and we're going to continue to fight against that. I'd also suggest to you that you consider this process also. EPA has the right to veto this mine after we go through the 404 process. They don't give that up. Why do it now? Why not have the debate? And second, I also suggest that while EPA is saying this is only going to impact Pebble Mine, its internal documents say that one of the purposes for doing this is to stop all mining, all road building, associated residential development, to have a broad approach within Bristol Bay, not just to stop Pebble Mine. In addition, they say that there will be no mitigation allowed in Bristol Bay to be considered as a tool for 404 development. You all know that to build anything in Bristol Bay, you need a 404 permit. And the way you get your 404 permit is to do mitigation. You won't be able to do that anymore.
The EPA will take comments from these 7 hearings into consideration when it makes its final decision on the 404C restrictions. The comment period ends on September 19th, and additional feedback can be made online at regulations.gov. In Dillingham, I'm Luke Brummer, with help from Chase Cavanaugh.